Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad you're able to be with me. I look forward to our times together. If you're a new listener, I welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And today I'd like to continue on in a message I started yesterday entitled Labor for Rest. Now that sounds rather a contradiction in terms, but as we go into the Word of God, I trust the Holy Spirit will make it understandable and relevant to all of us, praise God, because I believe in today's world, that's something we need. There's so much chaos and so much distraction and noise and all kinds of things that are just designed by the enemy to rob you of your peace, to rob you of that poise in the inner man where you are resting in the Lord and where you have His peace and you have His love and joy. You know, you can't have those things when you're in turmoil, when you're stressed. Isn't that true? I mean, of course, there are always things that are going to be a demand upon us that will tax us. And yet, even in the midst of those crisis situations, deep down within, we can have a peace like a river that flows in our soul because we have the faith to know that our God loves us so much. And somebody needs to hear this. Right now, you're feeling a little overwhelmed, but know this, God's word promises us that He will not allow us to be tested above what ye are able. In other words, He won't give us a testing that is too much for us. He knows where we're at spiritually. He knows exactly how He's dealing with each one of His children. And He deals in a very tailored, custom way. How He deals with me is not how He's dealing with you. It has nothing to do with the length of time you've served the Lord. Some get saved and they grow very rapidly. Others may have walked with the Lord for many years, and yet, as you may have experienced and seen, sometimes they're not as mature as you would think their years belie. And so God is a very loving God, and whatever you're going through right now, He's given you the faith to deal with it. That's one of the things I've always loved. So often, sometimes we hear messages and we can feel condemned by the enemy or by others. Well, you know, if you had faith, you wouldn't be going through this kind of thing. And look at poor Job. He's an example that God determined to have in our Bibles because his friends who originally sought to comfort him. I was always impressed with the fact that they sat quietly and didn't say anything for 7 days. That was a true source of comfort and sympathy. But then as time went on, their carnal nature was surely exposed and they were trying to figure out all the things that were going on. And basically they blamed Job because obviously it was his fault that he was going through what he was going through. And of course, if you know the end of the book, you know the Lord's estimation of them. And as Job was perfect in all of his ways, he had some lessons to learn, but nonetheless, know that God was with Job. He did not let him be destroyed. He gave the enemy a length of time that he could afflict him, but that was for God. It had nothing to do with what with sin in Job's life, because basically the name of the Lord was being glorified. Because basically, what was happening is that he was saying, "Hey, Satan, I've got a servant. I've got someone. There's none like him in all the earth. And no matter what you do to him, he is going to continue to love me and serve me." Because the devil challenged God. He just serves you because of the blessings. Well, God was forever exonerated, that he's got people today as well as back then. No matter, they can face death. Nothing is going to separate them from the love of Christ. So be encouraged, beloved. Regardless of what you're facing today, God's is not going to let you be destroyed. You might feel that you're at your very end, the end of yourself. And I've listened, beloved, I've been there so many times. I think I did not have the ability, the strength to endure. Sometimes God takes us to the very nth degree. Nonetheless, he is faithful, and he will make a way of escape. Well, I didn't intend to say all that. I intended to start the broadcast by reading a portion of chapter 3 in Hebrews, which I'm going to do right now. And here, in verse 12, the writer of Hebrews, most believe is the Apostle Paul, declares, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." You know, the scriptures tell us without faith it's impossible to please God. And so if we have an evil heart, the scriptures telling us, of unbelief, we actually are moving away from God. We're forsaking God. So rather than do that, the scriptures tell us in verse 13, "But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." That's why I'm on this daily broadcast, to exhort you daily, beloved, not only you but me, to share the good word of the Lord so that we can stay close to the Lord. Verse 4 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end," that faith, "while it is said," and now he refers back to Psalm 95, which I shared, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom," in other words, there were some that were still found faithful, "but with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?" I'm going to pause right here, because remember, there were most of Israel, not all of them, but they listen to the bad report of the 10 spies. I'm sure there were some, actually Joshua and Caleb in the younger generation, who were allowed to live and enter the promised land. But those who murmured against the report of Caleb and Joshua and agreed with the 10 spies who were encouraging them to unbelief, they all died in the wilderness. Verse 18 says, "And whom he sware, he that, and to whom sware he," in other words, to those who murmured, "that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not." So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. And beloved, we don't have a physical land that God is bringing us into. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Eventually he is. He's coming back to this earth. Jesus is. And the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And eventually we'll have a new earth, a new heaven. But for now, physically, we can't enter into an actual land, but spiritually we can. We are already abiding in the kingdom of God, which is his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And his promises, all the promises that are given to you and I, beloved, are that spiritual Canaan land which God wants us to go in and possess. And just like it was for the Hebrews, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. For them, it was the fulfillment of God's promises, and they were going into cities that they didn't have to build, vineyards that they didn't have to plant, fields of produce that were already planted, and all they had to do was harvest. This is what God did for them in the natural as well as spiritually, and he caused them to have rest from all of their enemies as Joshua led them in the conquest of Canaan land. And so, beloved, it's a very serious thing. It is an evil heart to have unbelief. And so that's what I feel so encouraged by the Lord to share with you, that we need to labor into that rest of faith. Now, let me share the word of the Lord as the writer of Hebrews goes on into chapter 4. And you know, originally, as far as the the first scriptures, they weren't separated with chapters, but for our convenience sake, that has been done. Chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Let us fear, therefore, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we, listen to this, which have believed, do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his works." Another translation of verse 1 says, "Then let us have the proper fear, while the promise of entering into his rest still holds, and if any of you should be found to have failed to obtain it." Verse 2, "as well as unto them," we could paraphrase that by saying, just as it was to those who lived in the time of Moses. The word didn't profit the Israelites because of unbelief. The word preached did them no good because it was not met with faith in the hearers. And when Hebrews talks about the provocation, the word, another version would say, "You must not harden your hearts as they did in provoking me." Don't close your mind. Don't grow stubborn as in the days of rebellion. Let not our hearts become set against him. And verse 5 says, "And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. They failed to enter in because of obstinacy, because of disobedience." Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune at the same time. If any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to unveilchrist.org. And click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I must bring this broadcast to a close, but I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.